This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky held talks with U.S. President Joe Biden and the leaders of Turkey and France Sunday, stepping up diplomatic activity around the war started by Russia nearly 10 months ago. Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley Watson reports.
With the war now dragging into a 10th month, there appears to be no end in sight to the deadliest conflict in Europe since World War II. In his nightly address, Zelensky said he was constantly working with partners, adding that he expects some important results next week from a series of international events. It's rare for Ukraine's president to hold talks of all three leaders in just one day. During his call with Biden, the US leader promised to help boost Ukraine's air defense to protect the civilian population. Zelensky said his call with French President Emmanuel Macron earlier in the day had lasted more than an hour. The two leaders spoke about defense, energy, economy, diplomacy, while Zelensky's call with Turkey's President Erdogan focused on making sure Ukraine can export its grain. In turn, Erdogan's office said the Turkish leader also had a call on Sunday with Russian President Vladimir Putin, in which Erdogan had called for a quick end to the conflict. On the ground in Ukraine, heavy fighting continues with the entire eastern front line continuously being shelled.
That was Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley Watson reporting. Meanwhile, Ukrainian First Lady Olena Zelenska met Monday in Paris with the First Lady of France, Brigitte Macron. From her account in the social media platform Telegram, Zelenska wrote, "The First Lady of France, Brigitte Macron, is one of those whom I have the honor to not call only a colleague, but also a friend, and of course a great friend of Ukraine." Zelenska mentioned that she and Macron made a joint visit to a Paris school where Ukrainian children from families of temporary immigrants are studying. This is VOA News. A bomb and gun attack targeting a hotel in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, Monday, killed at least three assailants and wounded 21 other people, including two foreigners. The multi-story hotel in the Shahri-Nagar downtown commercial area of the Afghan capital is home to, among others, several Chinese nationals. Taliban government spokesman Zabula Mujahid said three gunmen had raided the building in the afternoon before being quickly engaged and killed by security forces. He said no foreign residents were killed, though he added two foreign guests were injured when they jumped out of windows to escape the attacks. He did not elaborate. Doctors in Brazil report that country's soccer legend Pelé's health is improving, but he remains in hospital care. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Doctors at the Albert Einstein Hospital say Brazilian soccer great Pelé is doing better after having been hospitalized to treat a respiratory infection aggravated by COVID-19. Pelé has been in hospital since November 29, and doctors say they still don't know when he will be discharged. A statement from the facility says he's conscious and has stable vital signs. Pelé, a three-time World Cup winner, is also fighting cancer and is undergoing chemotherapy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The American Automobile Association expects more than 113 million U.S. residents to be traveling during the holiday season later this month. Associated Press correspondent Rita Foley has details.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
AAA estimates more than 112 million of us will be traveling somewhere for the holidays between December 23rd and January 2nd. Most will drive. Now, here are the worst days to be on the road, according to INRIX. That's the data provider. The Friday before Christmas and December 27th and 28th, and on Monday, January 2nd. AAA points out that in major metro areas like Los Angeles and New York City, you could see double the usual delays on those days. Nationwide, travel times on the road could be up to 25% longer. I'm Rita Foley.
The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation said Monday the number of U.S. police departments reporting hate crimes plummeted last year as it shifts to a new crime reporting system. But participating agencies continue to report an overall increase in hate crimes. In its closely watched annual hate crime report, the FBI said about 4,000 of the nation's more than 18,000 law enforcement agencies did not report any hate crimes last year, lowering police department rate of participation in the FBI's data collection to nearly 65%, down from 93% the previous year. Reporting via